And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
Pleasure, the inevitable byproduct of our civilization. Tragedy of your times, my young friends, is that you may get exactly what you want.
I'm Lars Svensson, professor of philosophy at the University of Bergen. My dangerous idea is that work isn't what is wearing us out these days, but our leisure time. In fact, we've never worked less than we do today. Most people are actually happy with their work, even though they believe that work in general is getting harder. But their own work isn't getting harder, in their reports. And we sleep less than we used to do a century ago, 1 or 2 hours a day. But whatever we're spending that time on, it's not work. So really, what is wearing us out? What is making us burnt out? It's really our leisure time. The whole norms of work have invaded our spare time, turning it into a commodity that has to be spent as effectively as humanly possible. We've turned Benjamin Franklin's old saying that time is money into a norm for our leisure life. And many people, perhaps even most, experience that they are more guided by strict timelines, by various appointments to keep and so on, in their spare time than in their working time. And whatever one should call such a time, it's definitely not a free time. So what I would do is really to embrace laziness. The problem today is that we've forgotten proper laziness, and as the old proverb, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, which isn't as new as many people say. Many people think that it stems from Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, but it really goes back to James Howell's Proverbs from the 1640s. When you turn your entire life into work, you become a really dull boy. And one could say that what differentiates working time from leisure time these days is that you get paid for your leisure time, and you have to pay for working even harder in your leisure time. So start relaxing, be lazy, do absolutely nothing, and then perhaps this whole phenomenon of being burnt out will burn out.
Philosopher Lars Svensson with his dangerous idea. You can hear more dangerous ideas on our website at ttbook.org.